This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, June 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. AgriPulse adds California reporter. Farm groups try to block card check. House Ag spending bill seeks modest cuts. AgriPulse adds Lovejoy to Sacramento team. AgriPulse is pleased to announce that Chloe Lovejoy will be joining our team as an associate editor based in Sacramento. She will work with Brad Hooker to expand AgriPulse daily, weekly, and special project coverage in California. AgriPulse Editor-in-Chief Phil Brasher says, "We're excited to welcome such a talented young journalist. What happens in Sacramento on the legislative and regulatory fronts is critical to agriculture in the nation's number one producing state, certainly to agriculture across the country." Lovejoy graduated from California Polytech State University with a bachelor's degree in journalism and a minor in film. Over the last year, she has served as editor-in-chief of the Mustang Media Group. There, she led over 150 student reporters and directly supervised 20 managers and editors. Her team was responsible for coordinating multimedia coverage across media platforms, radio, video, print, socials, and the web. Previously, she was a reporting intern for the San Luis Obispo Tribune. I'm so excited to join the AgriPulse team and to help shed light on California's diverse agriculture industry and the policy that shapes it, Lovejoy said. Devastating wine grape pest found in California. A day long dreaded by California's wine grape growers may have arrived. CDFA officials have intercepted a shipment from New York that contained egg masses for spotted lanternfly. The California Association of Wine Grape Growers is warning any undetected eggs would produce adult flies in the coming weeks, peak populations extending into early fall. Federal officials have found the invasive plant hopper in 18 states, posing a serious threat to vineyards. That according to CAWG President Natalie Collins. She applauded CDFA and USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service for taking urgent measures to prevent the spread. Officials at a border station in Truckee discovered the hitchhikers within a 30-foot-tall metal art installation. They surveyed a power washing of the artwork before allowing it into California, only to discover in Sonoma County three more egg masses embedded in the hollow beams. Keep in mind, this was not the first detection of lanternfly in California. In 2021, CDFA border stations and inspection programs found carcasses. "It's a close call," said CDFA Secretary Karen Ross at the time. "My heart stops every time we have a call from someone who thinks they have a spotted lanternfly that's a live one." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House GOP set to advance FY25 spending bill for USDA and FDA. House Republicans are scaling back their ambitions when it comes to slashing spending at USDA. The House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee today will take up a draft spending bill for fiscal 25 that would reduce total funding for USDA, FDA, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission by 1.35%. The most notable cut would be in USDA's Food for Peace program. It would see its funding slashed by $619 million to $1 billion for FY25. Republicans are justifying that proposal by noting that Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is using the Commodity Credit Corporation to provide $1 billion to Food for Peace at the request of leaders in the Senate Ag Committee. Now keep in mind, the House GOP FY24 agriculture spending bill, which failed on the House floor, would have effectively cut USDA's budget by 18%. That's according to Secretary Vilsack. For more on the bill and its policy writers, you can read our report at agripulse.com. Bozeman rolling out farm bill proposal. The top Republican on the Senate Agriculture Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, is releasing the outline of his proposed farm bill today as the political jockeying over the legislation continues ahead of the fall election. A source familiar with the framework says it will be aligned with the bill advanced by the House Agriculture Committee last month. The source says it will include ideas for modernizing the commodity and crop insurance titles with heavy investments in trade, research, and rural communities. A bill with a similar approach to the House Ag Bill can be the foundation for bipartisan action of the Senate, the source says. Now keep in mind, Bozeman himself has said his proposal would be, quote, very similar to the House measure. If so, that doesn't bode well for getting an agreement this year. The House bill crossed several red lines for Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow, including cuts in projected funding from the nutrition title and the removal of climate guardrails from Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding. House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson's proposed method of paying for the commodity program changes, quote, suspending the USDA Section 5 spending authority. It's not likely to work in the Democratic-controlled Senate either. Strike action for Canadian border workers might slow down agriculture truck freight. More than 9,000 Canadian Border Service Agency workers, they've paused any strike action until Friday, that to allow continued negotiations with the Canadian government. If bargaining fails, the Public Service Alliance of Canada Union will set a new strike deadline after 2 years without a contract. The government says 90% of border officials are, quote, essential and cannot strike, but supply chain slowdowns for passenger and truck freight would still be likely, as the union has said it would work, quote, to rule, in other words, no more than called for by the contract. The U.S. supplies 37% of Canada's imported fruit and 75% of its vegetables via refrigerated truck freight, which could put perishable products in danger if they can't be delivered on time. Detroit, Port Huron, and Buffalo are the top U.S. truck ports for freight with Canada. In the meantime, strikes could be brewing at Canadian National Railway and Canadian Pacific Kansas City. Teamsters Canada Rail Conference turned down offers from the companies, and now the parties are seeking clarification from Canada's Industrial Relations Board on what constitutes a continuation of activities during a work stoppage. Well, here's today's She Said It. This is essentially a public service announcement to raise awareness. That California Association of Wine Grape Growers President Natalie Collins urging members to be on the lookout for spotted lantern flies. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, June 11th, brought to you by Rotto AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Nally.